It's good to be back in the Lord's house. I'm glad to know I'm saved, and I'm glad I'm going to heaven when I die. I'm so glad it's a no-so salvation. Glad that I know Him. I'm glad He saved me and forgave all my sin, and He's made the difference in my life ever since He saved me. Still making the difference. Well, we're going to be in Revelation chapter number 1, verse number 18, I'm just going to read verse 18, and we're going to be in a couple places in the Bible, but you don't have to turn there if you don't want to. I'm just going to preach what God's put on my heart to preach. And the Bible says in verse number 18 of Revelation chapter number 1, the Bible says, I am He that liveth and was dead. I love it when it says that. And was dead. Jesus was dead. I mean, when He died on that cross, He was dead for only 3 days. And then the Bible says He came back from the dead, and that stone was rolled away, and He was only dead for 3 days. But I'm glad that He didn't stay dead, and He won't stay gone. I bless His holy name. I'm glad that He lives, and I'm glad I can face tomorrow because He lives. I can face tomorrow. It says, and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. Let us pray. Father, I just want to bow in Your presence. Thank You for all You've done, Lord. Thank You for saving me and forgiving me. I'm glad that You live, Lord. I'm glad that You live today on the right hand of the Father in glory. I'm glad that this COVID hasn't caught You by surprise. I'm glad that You didn't retire. I'm glad that You didn't step off Your throne. I'm glad that You're still sitting at the right hand of the Father in glory. And Lord, I pray that You'll help me to help Your people. And Lord, I pray that You'll help me to preach. Make it easy for me. Give me liberty. And we'll be careful to give You all the honor and all the praise and all the glory to Your name. Have Your will and way, for it's in Jesus' name we do humbly pray. Amen. The eternal word in Revelation chapter number 1, verse number 18. And I'm glad that the word of God, He said that the word of God is true. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And His word is the way of life. Amen. I'm glad that Jesus lives today. He lives. Amen. I'm glad. Like I said earlier, I can face tomorrow. I can face next week. I can face next month. I can face next year. I can face for the rest of my days because He lives. And I'm glad that He is my hope. Amen. I'm glad that He is my life. Amen. The Bible says He is our life. Amen. Man, He is our life. He is the giver. He's the taker. Amen. The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But until He calls me home, I'm just going to keep on serving Him, keep on going with Him, keep on living for Him because He's worthy. He saved me and He left me on this earth for a purpose. And if you're saved by the grace of God, He left you on this planet, on this earth for a purpose. And that is just for one purpose only. And that is to be a witness, and that is to live for Him, and that people see Christ through us, and He's our guide. He'll lead us and guide us into all truth, the Bible says. And we must tell the world about Jesus. And we got to tell them that He lives. We got to tell them that He's coming back. We got to tell them that there is a heaven and there is a hell. And hell, like I said before, hell was not designed for man. It was designed for the devil and his angels. And hell, where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. So I'm telling you, what He says in His word is true. What He said in His word is absolutely 100% true. Because God in His word cannot lie and will not lie. Because He's a holy God. A holy God. And He's going to fight the just and He's reign on the just and the unjust. But I'm so glad that His word is alive. It's alive forevermore. forevermore. His life, his word is forever. Thy word is settled in heaven forever. Thy word is settled in heaven. And he said that. He said who he was, and I'm going to prove that again. And in Exodus chapter number 3, the Bible says in Exodus chapter number 3, and the Bible says, chapter number 3, And God said unto Moses, verse 14, I am that I am. And he said, thus thou shalt say unto the children of Israel, I am, hath sent me unto you. He is who he says he is. I am the great I am. I am that bread of life. I am the resurrection. I am he. His name is Jesus. Amen. His name is Jesus. Someone said, you preach a lot about Jesus. Well, I'm going to tell you, that's what it's all about. And the Bible says, preach unto them Jesus. 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 The sweetest name I know. The sweetest name I know. Jesus. His name is Jesus. Amen. God said who he is. I am he. He is alive forevermore. He is not dead. No. He is alive forevermore. And I'm glad that he's got our lives in the palm of his hands. He's got our life in the palm of his hands. And you know what? He's got the whole world in his hands too. Whether you're saved or not, you're gonna die one day. And you're going to see God for who he is. And so I be careful. The best thing to do on planet Earth is to get saved. Give your life to Jesus. I am a sinner. I am a sinner. But I'm a saved sinner. There's a big difference from a lost man to a saved man. I'm a sinner, but I'm saved because my sins have been forgiven. But the sinner, the one that hasn't been saved, his sins have not been forgiven yet. But they can be. They can be. All it takes is Jesus. That's all it takes. Amen. He is who he is. Didn't he say this is what he'll do if we call upon his name? The Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. He said that. Amen. Paul, and God used him to pen them words down. Yes. And y'all know about Paul. Paul was a murderer. He hated Christians. But Jesus got a hold of his heart. Paul got saved. And then next thing you know, down there on the Damascus Road, next thing you know, he goes out and starts walking and serving Jesus. And then he goes on to tell the whole world what Christ has done for him. Amen. Amen. That the gospel is real. Amen. It is the power of God unto salvation. Amen. His salvation. What I got, you know what? What I got is real. Amen. What I got in Christ is real. In fact, it's more real than anything you see in the world today. Christ lives. Amen. He lives in me. Amen. The Bible says in 1 John 4:4. That he that liveth in you, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Amen. I'm glad I got Jesus. I'm glad I got him. Amen. He hasn't left me. Bless God. He hasn't forsook me. Amen. He hasn't let me down once. And he never will. He never will let me down. Bless his holy name. I thank God he saved me. Amen. He saved my soul. Amen. Saved Paul. Amen. Saved you, Taylor. Bless God. Saved you, Brother Jimmy. Amen. Yes, he did. I'm glad that it's a personal walk. It's a personal walk with Jesus. It's personal. And I thank God it's real. I thank God it's so real. Amen. Amen. He's the best friend that I've ever had in my life. He's the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Amen.
I've let him down, but bless God, he's never let me down. I'm so glad, Brother Jimmy. I'm so glad. Amen. Whoo, amen. The Bible says, he got our lives in his hands. And Romans 6:9, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more. Death hath no more dominion over him. I'm so glad. I'm so glad. You know, I said he is the eternal word. And the Bible says in Matthew chapter 24, the Bible says, now this is what Jesus said. I love it. Bible says, verse 35, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Heaven and earth are going to pass, but the word of God, it abideth forever. It abideth forever. He'll never pass away. His word will never pass away. We're going to pass away, but I'm glad his word won't, and Christ won't either, because the Bible says he was dead. Didn't stay dead. He was dead for 3 days, and then 3 days later, he rose from that tomb, and he died for the sins of the whole world before that, but he came back to finish what needed to be done. And he came back that we can have eternal life. Them that believe on his name, but he made it all for everyone to come to Christ and get saved. He wants all, not all to pass, he don't want all to go to hell. He wants all to come to the knowledge of the truth. He came to fulfill the law that all men, all means all, and all men can go to where he is. I'm glad I'm heading that way. Amen. But heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. You know, in John 14, the Bible says, I am the way. Amen. I am the truth. I am the life. And his word is the way of life. And I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So he is the only way that we can go to. He's the only life to go. Because without Christ, the world's hopeless. We're hopeless. Without him, I can do nothing. But I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. And that is my Bible verse. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. He has to strengthen me. And you must have a hunger for the word of God. You must be in close fellowship. You must be in the will of God. You must be saved to get all this strength from him. Because without Christ, Brother Jimmy, life is hopeless. But with Christ, all things are possible. All things are possible with God. And he is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. His word is the way of life. I'm glad for this. His word protects us. 1 Corinthians 10. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse number 13. The Bible says, there have no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. His word protects us. His word also guides us. Psalms 48, verse 14. Psalms 48, verse 14. The Bible says, his word guides us. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will, I love that, he will be our God, our guide, even unto death. Even unto death. That tells me right there that you can even put Hebrews 13:5 into play, where God will never leave you nor forsake you. You can put them two together. He'll never leave you nor forsake you, and he'll be your guide, even unto death. And that is until you die. And he'll never leave you nor forsake you. He'll go with you always. And Matthew 28:19-20, he'll go you always, even unto the end of the world. Unto the end of the world. Oh, he is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. His word is the way of life. His word protects us. His word guides us. And his word, number 7, his word comforts us. Isaiah 41:10. I'm just giving y'all Bible truth. That's all I know to give. Bible truth. Amen. This ain't my opinion. This is what God said. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. His word comforts us. And that's just when we go through something. That'd be a good verse to turn to. Isaiah 41:10. That's powerful truth. He'll comfort you. We can't stay down all the time, you know. I mean, I know we do. We do get down and we get upset. But this word and what God said, hand in hand together, it works. It works. His word comforts us. His word will go with us unto the end. And last but not least, and this is my final point. His word keeps us from sin. Psalm 119, verse 11. Psalm 119, verse number 11. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. We as Christians have a problem to sin. You know, and we still sin every day. We sin, whether it be our flesh or whether it be us grieving or quenching the Holy Spirit of God. I mean, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to them it is sin. So whether we're dealing with our flesh or whether or a wrong word pops out, or, you know, the things that you see in this world and our eyes behold what we see, we must be careful. We must be careful. That's why nowadays on TV, there's a lot of things you can't really watch anymore. And that is so sad that one day my kids, I want to have kids someday, and it's so sad that my kids won't be able to see hardly anything. Because now you got this Disney stuff bringing in transgenders, bringing in two men, two women, you know, and just turning this into they think it's okay. But let me tell you, friend, that is not something good for a child to see. Because, it is wicked. It is terrible. It's wicked. And things like that for a child to see, I mean, I have a problem with it too. And I can't stand seeing that stuff. But for a child to see it, oh, I can't even let my kids watch TV. But I'm so glad that God would never let us down. The eternal word. His name is Jesus. Right, one more verse, and then I'm done. I'm on Revelation chapter 19, verse number 13. And the Bible says, and he was clothed. I'm going to start up here, verse 11. And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he doeth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. He is the eternal Word. I am he. I am he that liveth forevermore. 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 I'm going to read that verse one more time. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. He's got the keys. He's got the keys to heaven and hell. Choose you this day whom ye will serve. And the bottom of that verse, one day, Lord willing, next year I'm going to be married. And it's going to be like this. The will of God. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Christ, Jesus, the one and only one to serve. I'm going to pray. Father, we love you and we thank you for what you've done. Thank you for what you're going to do. I pray, God, I pray that you'll help me, Lord. Thank you for helping me. I'm so glad, Lord, that you are my God, my Savior, the dearest friend. I'm glad that you are my help. And I'm so glad that you are my comforter, my guide. I'm glad that you're my lead. And I'm glad that I'm following you, God. And I pray that you'll help me, God, to be who you want me to be. Forgive me of my sins. We'll praise you. For it's in Christ's name we do humbly pray. Amen. Amen.